morning. I'm John Clark, news director here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. This morning, I am talking with candidates for the Bartholomew County Council at-large seat. I am talking right now with Bill Lentz, who is a Republican incumbent on the at-large seat on the council. Bill, thanks for talking to me this morning.
You're most welcome, sir.
And can we talk a little bit about your background and why you're running for re-election?
Yeah, sure, John. I appreciate it. I'm running on my third term, for my third term here on the Bartholomew County Council. I anticipate this will probably be my last one. I wasn't even sure I was going to run this time. I enjoy public service. Of course, I'm from the Hope area a little bit. I did the served on the school board for 16 years up there, and prior to this, and I enjoy just being around people in public service and have a little background on finance.
Well, and can we talk a little bit about your education and occupation?
Yeah. And well, in my real life, I always tell people I farm. And I've been doing that. I'll be 63 here shortly, and I've been doing that basically all my life. I just live a half a mile from where I was born. So I guess I haven't progressed very far in life, or at least geographically. And I went to Purdue, took some agriculture classes, and married a hometown gal from Hartsville, and have two great kids and two great grandkids.
Bill, with the county council and the focus on the council on budget issues for the county, this year it seems like we've dodged a bullet on the challenges from COVID-19, but it also sounded from your discussions like it's coming down the road and there's going to be some hard choices ahead. Can you talk a little bit about what you see coming up and how we can deal with it?
Sure, John. This is the year of uncertainties, just not along the council budget, but kind of life is a rule. Yeah, we thought we were really going to have to make some tough cuts this year. It worked out fine, though, thanks to, I think, some of our conservatism in the past. We were good, and then we got some additional money that we weren't anticipating. The economy got a little better, and so we were lucky this year. So doing so, we were able to give some raises. We were kind of anticipating maybe an insurance increase next year. So since we had some money, we were able to give these raises. And but I guess the jury is still out for next year a little bit. I think we'll be okay, but you never know what the economy does and what this COVID thing is going to do.
Well, when you talk about the raises, how do you think that the county employees' pay is comparing to either similar jobs in other communities or other governments or even in the private sector? Are our employees being paid fairly?
Yeah, you know, we have books. We look at data several entities put out as far as other counties. I also look very closely at work hours, how the number of hours each county employee works in each other county, and then we kind of rank ours compared to others. So, I think we're doing quite well. We're in the upper aspect of other counties. You know, raises are tough. It's hard for me to decide, you know, who gets what. You'll have a department head come in and say, I want my chief deputy to have X amount of dollars. And I think, well, you know, it's, you know, was that salary wrong before? Should it be changed? Or should everybody's reflect that? So, you know, raises are always tough. Typically, government employees are behind maybe some industry in pay, but I think our benefits are excellent, a little better, so it probably evens out.
So a couple years back, the county approved an increase in the income tax to fund the jail operations and the substance abuse programs in the community. Any thoughts of yours on that income tax increase and whether it was warranted and whether we should maintain it when it expires?
Sure, John. I appreciate that. You know, there was one prior to that in 2008 that was 25 cents. The one you're alluding to was 40 cents. I did vote against the one you're alluding to. There were three of us. It just happens to be the three incumbents. It was a 4-3 vote, which you know that. And I just felt like that was excessive. you know, times were a little tough, and I thought we could get by without any tax increase. But certainly, if we had to have one, I thought that was more than we needed. You know, I brought something up even once or from time to time that's not real popular, but it probably is with the taxpayers, that if you do have this great windfall, then I see nothing wrong with I think it's great to give raises. I think that's important and keep public services. But if you have great windfalls, I see nothing wrong with occasionally giving a little bit back to the taxpayer. And so I guess that's kind of where I'm at. You know, government exists to make people's lives better, to provide services they can't provide themselves, like roads, hospitals, jails, and stuff like that. But when you go beyond some of those services and grow government too much, I think you got to step back and take a hard look at it. And that's just kind of where I was on the tax increase.
Bill, any thoughts on the incentives that the local governments, including the county and the city, have to get businesses to locate here to expand? I know the council has had some reservations about the negative effects on the county revenue from city TIF districts, and there's the opportunity for tax abatements that the city and county can both take. Any thoughts on those?
Yeah, thanks, John. You know, that is kind of a tough thing sometimes. I know the legislature enacted, for example, not the abatements, but the TIF districts. And I know they were kind of revisiting that a little bit because they seemed to last forever. You know, I guess it depends on what it is. It's a fine line. I know maybe Columbus would not have some of the things that we have and some of the economic growth if it wasn't because some of the abatements and TIF districts. But in essence, and that's a good thing, but if you did the entire county, there would be no revenue for roads, police, or anything. And so, you know, it's kind of a fine line. It depends a lot on, I think, what it is. Is that entity going to generate a lot of jobs? Is it going to pay for itself? I like to do analysis on anything coming in to just kind of see where we're at. So we don't really like to give blank checks to everything. We have to look at it.
Bill, as we wrap up, anything else that you think people should know about you or that the voters should be thinking about when they're casting their ballot?
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to live in this community. You know, we're active in our local church. As I say, I live a half a mile from where I was born. This is home. I certainly don't want to make this a career I do forever, but I do enjoy working with the people in this community and hope we're doing the best we can going forward.
We've been talking this morning with Bill Lentz, an incumbent at large on the county council here in Bartholomew County, and up for election on November 3rd. Bill, thanks for talking to us this morning.
John, it's always a pleasure. You have a great day.